Today, the Clinton administration filed friend of the court briefs in two Supreme Court cases, briefs stating that there is no constitutional right to doctor-assisted suicide. New York and Washington State are appealing lower court rulings that struck down laws banning doctors from prescribing substances that terminally ill people could use to end their lives. Jeffrey Rosen, legal affairs editor of The New Republic, wrote a cover story this summer about these cases titled What Right to Die, and joins us now. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Are you surprised by the decision of the Justice Department and the White House to file friend of the court briefs here?
Surprised and delighted. I just can't think of a more constitutionally and morally exciting statement from the Justice Department in the past 4 years, and I don't gush normally. For the past 30 years, Republicans have accused Democrats of using the courts to fight policy battles, and here you have the Clinton administration coming in and arguing for judicial restraint, a very impressive statement by the new acting Solicitor General, Walter Dellinger. And as a moral matter, too, the opinion of the American Medical Association, legal scholars, is an overwhelming consensus in against a broad right of doctor-assisted suicide, and the Clinton administration has made a very important stand.
The administration seems to draw a distinction, or does draw a distinction, between my right, if I'm on life support and in agony, to say, unplug me, I'd rather die, and my right to say, I don't want to go on life support, I'm in agony, give me something that will kill me, doc.
That's right, and that distinction between killing and letting die is really a common sense one. Walter Dellinger said in his brief, there's an important and common sense distinction between withdrawing artificial supports so the disease will progress to its inevitable conclusion and providing the chemicals to be used to kill someone. We think of doctors swearing under the Hippocratic Oath not to kill, rather different from my right to say, I don't want these invasive medical tubes hooked up to me. The Fourth Amendment guarantees our right against unreasonable searches and seizures. That makes us think that the right to refuse the treatment is an unreasonable search. But the right to have a doctor kill me, well, that's a novel right that no court before now had recognized.
But at least the circuit court ruling from Washington State linked a right to physician-assisted suicide to the right to abortion and said these are both private concerns of controlling one's own fate.
It did, and the analogy to many of us just was not convincing. The right to choose abortion, as Walter Dellinger said in his brief, implicates the liberty of a woman in a sense unique to the human condition and unique to the law. In recent years, it's been reconceived as a right rooted in the core idea of gender equality and burdens borne by women. None of those equality interests are implicated in the case of the right to die.
Now, when you wrote about the two appellate decisions that go before the court soon, you cited the jarring features of both, which was their mentioning of polls which show the public favors a right to physician-assisted suicide. And why shouldn't the courts take that into account if we see juries refusing to convict the most prominent one, Dr. Kevorkian, for violating these laws?
Well, of course, Mr. Dooley told us that judges follow the election returns, but usually they're a little more subtle about it. They don't actually quote polls and cite them in their opinions themselves. But even if one took the controversial view that it was appropriate to cite opinion polls, Judge Reinhardt got it wrong.
This is Judge Reinhardt, the author of the opinion from Washington State, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
He did indeed, and his citation of polls is not convincing. Three states have actually held referenda on proposals to allow physician-assisted suicide for the terminally ill. Two of them, Washington and California, rejected the proposals by margins of 54% to 46%. Oregon voters are the only ones who have endorsed a decriminalization measure by a narrow percent. 40 states criminalize doctor-assisted suicide. 6 state legislatures have recently rejected bills that would permit physician-assisted suicide. So, again, if you're going to cite polls, don't mischaracterize them. There's not a national consensus on this question.
When will this actually be argued before the Supreme Court?
I'm not sure. I think in January.
In January, and we still have more briefs to come from people who support the right to physician-assisted suicide.
We do indeed.
Jeffrey Rosen, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Rosen is legal affairs editor of The New Republic magazine.